Puteau Hospital. We are in front of the hospital building. It dates back to 1936. In order to meet the needs of a population of 40,000 people, the town decided to build a healthcare infrastructure. Up until that point, the Puteaulians, as they were called, only had a temporary dispensary. Who do you think was given the contract to build the future hospital? Yes, that's right, the Nearmonts brothers.
The site chosen is that of the old town hall, a building completed in 1859 by the architect Paul-Eugène Lequeux. More than a century later, in 1941, it is the hospital of Puteau that is inaugurated in its place. It is set back from the road so as to nurture the calm necessary for the full recovery of its patients. Its overall look is directly inspired by my brother Jean's house. Located in Boulogne-sur-Seine, it contrasts vertical and horizontal lines. And look at the care we have taken over the lighting through the use of glass blocks, eye windows, and rows of plate glass windows.
Equipped with numerous services, surgery, radiology, general medicine, and obstetrics until 1990, Puteau Hospital has around 100 beds. It also includes a special service for the elderly. Through this, it participates in the diagnosis of neurodegenerative illnesses, such as Alzheimer's disease, complementary to the network of geriatric care for the Hauts-de-Seine area. Right, leave the hospital by crossing the Boulevard Richard Wallace and take the side road on your left, running parallel to the quay in the direction of the old church. From there, you can see the apside of the Notre-Dame de Pitié church that we've already visited. Turn to your right and take the Quai de Dion Bouton, which is our next stop. Go as far as the junction with the Rue Godefroy. Please continue your visit. See you soon!